I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Major.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Also, thank you to Alec for showing up for Peace-a-thon. Not only was he up here in the studio rocking and making sure that we were good.
He did the whole day, yeah.
He then came out to RJ Dukes on Wednesday and finished the show with us, and he was there for the whole thing. Congratulations, sir, for accomplishing that feat.
It was fun. You know me. I'm a card collector, so I was like, hey, boss, I got to get out there. I got to spend some money, and I did, trust me. So it was really fun. I did the whole thing producing the show last year, all 13 hours, so I got to do a little bit of everything. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me.
It was great to have the group together. Once he came out, it felt like the show was together, you know?
Yeah.
And that was a good feeling to have that. And it was a lot of fun. Thank you to Derek also, and for all the hosts that stopped by and took part in it. I really appreciate the way that they all put their arms around the show during that, and they got a ton of respect for it too. They're always like, man, 13 hours, wow. And I'm like, you know, we could do 24 if we really wanted to.
Look, I've been pushing for 6 to midnight for a while, and also I had at least 2 hours more of content that we could have done on the spot.
Dude, I think if we would have done 2 more hours, you still would have had an hour of content left. Because I
could see that.
We get to these points where in segments,
yeah,
we just start having a good time.
Yeah.
And the conversation's fun, and the tolos are taking part. And when you have this many personalities as we have, hell, Christy Scales, Kevin, I just saw that Brad Sham, and I retweeted this, Brad Sham posted that she's an author, and she helped contribute to the America's Sweethearts book. And so now Christy Scales, who is always a fantastic listener, Tolo, and part of the station, she didn't even get to talk about that with her. She had a book coming out. We didn't even get into that with her.
That's crazy.
I could have talked to Christy for 4 more hours.
Yeah,
like, that's how much fun she is to talk to.
I definitely wish that we would have scheduled at least one segment per hour just as our, like, auction item spotlight / catch-up segment. Because it felt like we were having so much fun with so many people. They're like, all right, the next segment is 3.5 minutes long. And they're just like, oh, man.
Yeah, and Kevin wanted to do a catch-up segment. I would like to do a mustard segment.
Real West Coast, huh?
All right, guys. Now for the C Block.
I almost don't want to even participate now. Because
tracking
of that.
The top 10 passer records over the year, Kevin. Week 13, 4-6. They were 7-3 last week, and they dropped
back
down
to sucking again.
So here we are, Kevin. I would say they're mediocre. Because their record this year is 58-58-2.
Okay, I don't know why I was going to say I thought they felt a little sub-mediocre-ish, but yeah, that's mediocre.
About as mediocre, yeah. Even with the two.
Yeah, that's the Cowboys right there.
Tracking the top 10 rusher records, 85-28-2.
And we go by this, we talk about this all the time. I think it's more complicated because you just kind of present this as we just talk about. It's just fun.
They were 7-3 this week, by the way.
But people who are like, well, obviously they're going to win because that's where they ran the ball. And I'm like, I don't know if it's always that simple. I think plenty of those wins are because you were effective running the ball to start.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you were able to
set up
like,
the pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I think there's so much balance. Now, teams don't just salt away games anymore either.
Man, ain't that the damn truth.
It doesn't seem like, all right, we're just going to run it for, like, Carolina did it to the Cowboys. That absolutely happened against the Cowboys. But it just doesn't seem like teams are like, all right. And that's why, because games are close now.
Do you remember when it was like, even if it was 3rd and 8, you're never going to throw the ball. You had to run it to keep the clock going. And now people are like, that's stupid.
Yeah, my buddy the other day was pointing out Troy Aikman's stats. He was like, I didn't know he had so many interceptions. Well, I was like, well, think about this for a second. Troy Aikman probably threw on true throwing downs.
Yeah.
Anytime you thought, oh, they're about to throw, he was probably throwing. Because most instances, they ran on 1st and 2nd down successfully and gave Troy Aikman the opportunity to convert on 3rd down. And obviously the game's very different too, but he wasn't, I don't know how much he was throwing on 1st down back in his career with Jimmy Johnson in them. All right, guys, so that's that. Here's a random stat I picked up. 6 starting quarterbacks threw for less than 150 yards. They were 2-4. So talking about how the record's up top, the record's down low too. There's a nice cushion somewhere in the 200-yard range, 250, where you feel pretty confident there. Hits or misses, boys?
Misses.
We'll start with the honorable mentions.
Oh, even I'm skeptical about that pick.
There's a lot of honorable mentions here, guys.
Oh, hold on. There's a lot of honorable mentions. Does that mean there's really no honorable mentions?
Maybe so. Marcus Mariota threw the ball 50 times. Why would you ever ask him to do that?
Okay, I'm with you. But
ever.
You were Nick Benito being awesome away from maybe winning that game.
Yeah, but I would never ask Marcus Mariota to throw the ball 50 times. That's my miss of the week.
Okay.
Also, Nashawn Wright, Mike Jackson, and Jordan Lewis all experiencing success. Former Cowboys quarterbacks.
So that bothers you. And once again, this is the dubious nature of a hit versus a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a miss for being good, but not being good for our team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Stinks. Okay.
Really does.
All right.
And I feel like I probably should have put this one higher, but it's a last-minute submission.
Okay.
Kevin, I don't know that we talked about Julius Chestnut and Logan Cook today.
We have not. I'm so glad that you brought that up. Hit me with it.
Tennessee Titans running back Julius Chestnut said that Jaguars punter Logan Cook said he was going to kill him during Sunday's game. I guess Chestnut bumped into him, into his leg as he was kicking.
Yeah.
And then later, Cook ran over to him and started a fight. And told him he was going to kill him. And he was like, what? And I think Cook said that he said, I might have said some things that sounded rude, so I wanted to go clear the air. I don't like people having grudges against me, so kind of telling him the situation, also find out his take on what happened in the play in the end zone.
So I'm conflicted about this, because on the one hand, if you're an NFL player, do you want to go out of your way to say you got threatened by the punter? But on the other hand,
I wasn't scared or nothing, but he did say it.
It kind of feels like if somebody's like, I'm going to kill you, that you have to like kind of
acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Let it be known that it's out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Number 3 on the misses list of the weekend, A.J. Brown had a monster 10 catch, what? 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. But Kevin, it was 25-16. Yeah. They lost to the best team in the NFC, the Bears.
Do you think that?
That they're the best team in the NFC?
Yeah. I concede they lost.
Is their record the best right now?
Yeah.
Then there you go.
But
I can't argue that.
But is that what you really think?
I think they find ways to win.
Sure.
I don't think that, again, this is no team steamrolling anybody.
Agreed.
I think that, yes, right now, I think the Bears are.
Okay.
Look, and they're doing it in a lot of different ways, running the ball. You know, I'm fascinated about why DJ Moore's career isn't better right now. But right. I learned some stuff this morning about him. Maybe he doesn't work as hard as he should sometimes on routes that he's not getting the ball.
So see, look, we talked about it this morning, the nature of this year's NFL. There's a whole bunch of teams that if you told me you think that's the best one, I would be willing to listen to that. And the Bears are one of them.
Number two, Max Brosmer.
He sucks.
Four interceptions. His first was one where you just go, what the F were you doing? Like, he was being tackled and just scooped the ball into humanity. He was like, just put it, just throw it in there and see if somebody catches it.
He made J.J. McCarthy look like 2007 Tom Brady.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that was a poor throw. And then to add three more. Now, again, sloppy game, tough defensive play on both sides. But Max Brosmer to only get, what did you say earlier about Justin Jefferson's numbers there?
Two catches for 4 yards.
That's the best receiver in the game, and that's the best you could do.
And zero in the first half when, you know, the game is probably on the line.
You have to give the best receiver in the game a better chance because he can make you look really good.
Yes.
Can
he ever?
Number one, Kevin, my belief in sports teams that I root for.
Oh, I hear you.
I was really pulling for A&M to do
Friday
something
night.
Special.
Yeah.
No.
That was A&M.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night.
I was thinking of another Friday night interaction. I was really pulling for A&M to do something special, but that stadium went insane, Kevin. We haven't talked about it much today. I'm assuming we can talk about it more tomorrow.
For sure.
But I'm sorry. That's a miss. I kept telling you to believe, and in most of those instances, I was right. But here's what happens. Once I really start to believe, that's when the team I'm rooting for goes, oh, here we go. And this is my fault. This is my fault for trying to get you guys, Aggie fans out there, to buy in on this thing.
So,
and that, dude, that run by Arch late in that game.
Whew. Yes, and they're not a particularly good running team, but they look pretty damn good against A&M.
And when Marcells Reed's ankle went, I thought...
Because it looked non-contact. I thought he was going to be done for the year, and I was probably going to cry.
And there were some penalties that just weren't. Dude, on the first pass play down the field, it looked like all your receivers just got just dismantled, and they didn't call anything. There were a lot of times that the flags didn't get thrown.
So I thought I could either come in here and concede that obviously Texas played better, because they did, or be really petty about it. And I had that lined up, too, but I probably shouldn't do that.
I mean, just wait till all these texts start coming in. Then you'll start being like, you know what? I'll be petty then.
See, and I've been nice.
You have been nice.
About it all day, and I've been, like, very conciliatory that obviously Texas played better, and they were the better team that night, and they deserve to win.
All right. On to the hits. I'm sorry, Kevin.
I was like, we didn't do the hits. You know what he's doing, right, Alec? He's staring at the fan text. Waiting for people to dunk on me.
That's right.
So he can hear my D response.
I don't, what?
I'm isolating that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to sound weirder.
We've all had an argument in that way.
Honorable mentions. Kyle Manongai has turned into a productive running back.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because he and DeAndre Swift are good. And Ben Johnson seems to be very good at convincing running backs. Guys, we're going to make things happen with both of you.
Mm.
And then they go out there and actually do it. So Manongai is looking really good. Myles Garrett gets another sack. He's going to break this record, guys.
No, I'm with you on that for sure. And for Myles Garrett, he has 14 sacks in his last five games.
Gross.
He's on pace for 25 and a half, but also he has 28 tackles for loss this season, which is the most tackles for loss by a player in the team's first 12 games since 2000.
That is impressive.
So it's not just get to the quarterback.
He's causing other havoc
back there.
He's everything, dude.
He is.
He's unstoppable. Micah Parsons got 2.5 sacks this week.
Do you want to talk about how awesome Micah Parsons was a little bit more?
Jadeveon Clowney also had 2 sacks, so I guess we're even. Guys, also honorable mention, Dak Prescott, quality game. I want to give him his credit. Interception was a bad start. Wasn't his fault. That was on the blitz. It was nice.
Did you think that was going to set the stage for him just getting harassed all day?
I kind of did.
I did too, and that didn't happen.
He found his groove. He knew. Like, I think that just made him more competitive. Broaddus has always said this about Dak. He's one of those guys that once he gets hit, he gets better. And I like that. I do like that quality of, all right, I got to toughen up. I wasn't good enough. I got to button things up. But yeah, also no sacks given up during the game. I think that's a big thing that you kind of need to keep an eye on because he gets sacked, it's bad.
Yes.
But he's getting rid of the ball quickly so that those things don't happen. But that throw, he just got hit. Number three, I will give to CeeDee Lamb. 7 catches, 112, and a touchdown. Big win over the Chiefs.
Is it weird that it kind of felt like him and Pickens switched roles in that game?
Pickens had a lot of targets, but less catches.
He had
catches.
A key drop, fumble,
He also had a couple big moments. Dude, that Turpin jump dive, I was listening to it as Brad Sham was saying it, and they said maybe play of the year also. And I was like, man, he said, he dove 4 feet past those guys. Yeah. And I was like, what were those guys doing? And Babe's like, the ball sat there for like 5 seconds. And I was like, oh my gosh. I had to go back and watch. It was great. Number two, big running games from Achan, Bijan, and James Cook. Running backs, baby. Running backs in this league. But the number one hit of the weekend, Nick Benito's game-winning swat on a play where Bo Nix said he knew what the play was, and he was excited to watch what was about to happen.
He knew what the offensive play was or the defensive play?
The defensive setup.
Okay.
So he knew what the defensive play was.
I was about to be like, that's problematic.
I do. Oh, man, I want to give a shout-out to this, too. Because I did retweet this multiple times, and we talked about it on the air, but did you see Babe and Myles Garrett's hug on the sideline?
I did not.
Because Myles Garrett was wearing his cleats.
No, I did. For Luke.
That moment, I watched the video, and Babe, dude, you're just a great human. You really are.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We always appreciate you. We love you. That video right there was very heartwarming. And it was awesome to see what sports can do. Those two guys right there. So, big hits over the weekend. Congratulations to all the fun. That's C-Block, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of people are texting in, trying to draw me off sides.
What are you going to do about it? You scared?
A little bit. Yeah.
If your team had won, though, you
would... A little bit. Oh, yeah, a little bit, because I don't want this. You know, I wish we could make the a pact right now, Texas fans. I know it won't happen, but if I just take it easy on this one, will you leave me alone if and when the Aggies lose in the college football playoff? Like, just give me some time off. Obviously, I can't make the deal the other way around, because you'll be sitting at home watching Texas A&M in the playoff.
Wow. I'm sorry.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some Wanker of the Weekend? 877-881-1053. We'll do next right here on The Fan.
Snap is back. Oh, he's got all day. They block it. Now he's pressured. Now he's sacked. Jadeveon Clowney, I don't know how he got through there, and I don't know why Mahomes held it that long. But Jadeveon Clowney has his second sack of the day, and what a time he picked.
Maybe it's because Mahomes is included in the Wanker of the Holiday Weekend. 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved, who was the best at being the worst this weekend? And yes, obviously, I will concede that probably also means Texas A&M. The one thing I don't understand about that.
Oh, gosh. Here he goes.
And I've held this opinion for a long time. Why would you want to downgrade your victory by being like that team was overrated? Like, if I was a Longhorns fan, I'd just be like, yeah, what about it? Number three, we whooped their ass. Mm. Like, instead of saying, well, they were overrated. All right, so you're discounting your own victory?
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's never made sense to me for any team whatsoever.
I am fascinated by this, though. I think you said fascinated already, too, so I kind of want to take that.
It's a good word.
I would love to have seen that game at Kyle Field now.
Sure.
Because of the way that it, like, that stadium was electric. I don't know how, as a football player, you run from the field to the sideline when those lights go out and start flashing back and forth, and you're like, is this a rave right now? Like, I'm going to trip over a player.
I did think it was pretty cool when they had the giant horns, like, above the stadium. Yeah. I thought that was super cool.
But, like, just seeing how much energy this game has brought back to both of these schools, like, you knew that Austin was going to be rocking after that game. I would have, like, now I can't wait to see it at Kyle Field.
Look, I am very sad that A&M lost, but I'm also very happy that, like you said, this game even exists.
Yeah.
Because it went away for, I don't know, like 15 years or whatever it was. Now, did I feel that way Friday night? Maybe not.
Probably not.
All right. So we're going to go to cut number 15. Is Juwan Jennings the Wanker of the Weekend? This is Shelby Harris, the defensive tackle for the Browns, talking about Juwan Jennings.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got
pushed
in the nuts.
Pause. We're going to go back. We're going to start that over. Because I knew that Corey was going to like that. But just the way he goes, he's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, he was like, you need to understand and know what's happening right here. All right, re-rack it for me, Juwan Jennings talking, or excuse me, Shelby Harris talking about Juwan Jennings.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it, because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
That is glorious audio.
Surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
That is amazing.
It is.
They hate that guy.
I mean, it does feel like everybody does. So I just wanted us to be able to play and enjoy that audio.
I don't think we use that word enough anymore.
Oh
yeah, I feel like
he's a hoe.
That one's definitely made the drop list.
Do you like it better like that, or and I want that known?
I want that known. Yeah, like, I want everybody out there to understand this. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm flying a big airplane sign over the stadium next week regarding this.
He's a hoe. He's a and I want everybody to know that.
I have used that word around the house sometimes, and my sons seem very shocked whenever I say it, and my wife is very displeased as well.
Oh, yeah.
But she left me.
Okay. we really should clarify. We have new listeners all of the time. She left you in terms of she's going to be out of town, not as in the dissolution of your marriage.
I feel like she's really, like, this is a time of need, and she's leaving. Yeah, she's going to she's gonna go to take care of her dad, who's having knee surgery.
Well,
so she left me for another man. That's weird, too.
That feels like a pretty...
What about me?
Hold on. All right. When does she leave, or is she leaving?
She's already left. Around lunchtime, I believe.
All right, Alec, let me ask you this.
Oh, no.
If Corey had to go, had to have surgery, would she come back?
Like right now?
Yeah.
Are you suggesting I get into a situation?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm just asking the question.
Well,
all right.
I could share how to tear an ACL. I know how to do that. I've done it before.
My wife has two torn ACLs. She has a dead person's ACL.
What?
What?
Yeah. They put a dead person's ACL in her.
They do that?
Yeah.
Since when?
I don't know.
It was very nice of the person.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know. They're no longer with us, so that's weird. Does she know the person?
I don't think so.
Does she ever?
I asked her.
Does she ever have visions?
Yeah.
Like she's jogging and all of a sudden she's like, oh my gosh.
No.
A vision of somebody growing apples at an orchard or something like that.
I am unaware of any visions if they take place.
So she hasn't told you?
No, she has a hard time keeping secrets.
Okay. All right.
So
wouldn't that be weird though if every time you got a body part, you had visions from that person?
I'm pretty sure that is the basis of a movie.
Oh, really?
I meant to think about, I don't know if that's a dead zone or something else.
my friend just texted and said she'd come back.
Okay.
So she's listening.
Okay.
She said she'd come back.
Okay, good.
She believes in Adrian.
Now, this isn't necessarily new information, but as the Angels are working out the buyout for Anthony Rendon, I wanted to throw this out there. In the 5 years that... prior to this season that he played for the Angels, he played in fewer games than Ted Williams did between 1942 and 1946. So in that 5 year period, he played fewer baseball games than Ted Williams. What's noteworthy about that is Ted Williams was in World War II for 3 of those 5 years.
Really?
So Anthony Rendon played fewer games in a 5 year span than the man who left for 3 years to go fight the Nazis and then came back. That's tough.
Worst signing ever in the history of baseball?
I think that one in Hamilton might be in the mix.
And remember that, like, the dude even, like, was telling people, I'm not even sure if I love baseball.
Yes. Yes.
He got a fight with another guy, like a fan, about, like, how much he cared about the sport. He basically told the guy, I don't love the game. Do you love your job all the time? No.
Now, that's bad. But is it worse than this? The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced the death of Lem Barney. He's a former Detroit Lions cornerback, and he had died at the age of 80. There was one small hiccup with that.
And,
Lem Barney was actually not dead, and after speaking with family members of Mr. Barney, they assured the NFL and the Pro Football Hall of Fame that he was, in fact, not dead. And so they messed that up. And then they apologized and said they incorrectly announced it due to media sources associated with the Detroit Lions. So they were like, hey, we're sorry, but wasn't really totally all our fault.
Right.
The Lions have to take some responsibility here. And those are the apologies you like, right? They come with a caveat.
Hey, we love you and everything, but...
Yeah. They posted an obituary on his Hall of Fame page at NFL.com.
Dude, I think you're an expert in this with the whole Taylor Webb Classic. And I think that you should call them and say, look, I've gone through this. Let me explain how
okay.
you get over it.
So I need to get a hold of big NFL?
Yeah, big NFL. I have some experience in this.
Ooh, that's a good question. We can talk to Jerry on Friday and be like, hey, I killed someone off in a story that wasn't actually dead. Now, for me, It was crazy because he called the next day and he goes, oh, it appears as though the rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Mm-hmm, and I was like, oh, dip. So I get it, NFL.com.
I just want to let the world know I was sitting next to Kevin when that phone call happened and I could hear the discern in his voice as he was like, oh, I am so sorry about it.
It's pretty shocking to get a phone call from somebody who you said was dead in an article because I swear everyone said it was the...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Taylor Webb Memorial Classic. I swear they said that. And then he was not dead, which is great.
Yes. No, it's wonderful news.
It's less good for my journalistic credibility in that moment. So that took a while to
rebuild.
I will
say this, though. Your name wasn't on it. Because that was in the playbook. The playbook.
Oh yeah.
Did you name the playbook, or was that always there?
That was already there.
The playbook was like a side rail on the newspaper with just had notes in it, basically.
Yep.
And so your name wasn't on it. That could have been anybody that wrote that.
Okay.
You just happened to get the phone call.
I suppose yes, that is true. All right, now, I mean, but it was me. I will own that I screwed that up. Now here's what I'm concerned about. The 2026 Olympics.
And it's next year, dude. Why are you concerned?
I mean, it's in, what, 2 months?
Oh, we are in December, aren't we?
Yes.
What?
Holy crap. It happened.
So sorry. If you haven't paid your bills yet,
I actually go pay the mortgage.
Might want to go check that out. So the conglomerate running Olympic hockey has said there is no backup plan. If the main ice hockey arena for the Winter Games is not ready in time. Now, I know you're shaking your head, Corey, because you think this is going to turn into some sort of like mystery Alaska thing or something.
Yeah, you know it so well.
I know. And the town is going to build a rink and everything like that. I don't know if that is correct. They did a test event at the new venue, and it did not go well, and it had to be moved until January, at which point they'll get a better idea. Well, then you'll be like 5 weeks away from the Olympics.
They did a test event at the site that it's supposed to be at.
Correct.
And it didn't go well.
Yes.
What didn't go well?
I'll have to
look more into that. Obviously, you want people to be able to be there.
And they said they're confident it'll work.
But I saw the picture and I was like, it just looks like the roof hasn't been put on and some of the walls are still missing and maybe there aren't a bunch of seats. How, and maybe there isn't electricity. Probably not running water.
That
there are problems.
Feels like a lot.
Okay. But if you can get ice out there, isn't that all that matters?
Mm-hmm.
You just
mm-hmm.
get the ice out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can play hockey. And that's what this is all about. It's not about the, well, it is about the fans, but they can play, they can all get out there and play hockey. They don't need a roof. What do you need a roof for?
Right.
We prove that yearly around here at the Cotton Bowl.
Now, I want to go to the text real quick. I feel like this person.
Hockey started without a roof.
Okay. Well, I'll look into that if they would consider running hockey without a roof.
Thank you.
From the 214, did this person drop the ball? How much pizza was raised for Pizza-thon? How are you not going to say how much dough was raised for Pizza-thon? Like, that's not the name of it, but if you're doing that bit, how are we not
that's
doing
good.
That?
That is good. Yeah, there's a lot of cheddar on that. Even though you don't really put cheddar on pizza.
Nah.
Are you shocked that we don't have a segment occasionally called Are You Cheddar?
Like Prince Chedward?
Knowing this
group? Yes.
Yeah.
Good point.
Absolutely.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with our fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Prescott is under center at his own 10-yard line. The first play is a play-action fake and a deep ball. Lamb down the middle of the field. He caught it at the 45 of the Chiefs over the shoulder. And then brought down by Jamari Connor. That is one way to get off your own goal line. 51 to Lamb.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine indeed. And now I know you guys got a chance to chop this all up in the post-game, but we haven't talked about it as a group. Another win for the Cowboys over an opponent that I would be willing to bet that just a month ago nobody thought we had a chance to beat.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, this would be what people would say is the most likely Super Bowl matchup when the Chiefs were hot and the Eagles had been just dominating defensively.
Right.
So, yes, this has gotten a lot of fun. I think more fun than it has been at any point, at least the last 2 years.
Is it going to get even more fun on Thursday?
I think so, man. I think this team very likely could run the table with the way they're playing at the line of scrimmage. And to me, that's everything. And I think it's in the middle. It's in the middle of the offensive and defensive lines. Quinnen Williams, it's just the impact. I don't think you can say enough. When he was off the field against Kansas City, like, you knew it. You
yeah.
knew 92 wasn't out there. And yes, Kenny Clark and Oates are good players. They are elevated because of the presence of Quinnen Williams. We saw when he was not here, the run defense at times would still get gashed. But what he's able to do in terms of pressure on the quarterback, helping others be better, the leadership traits that he's obviously shown, Quinnen Williams is it is an interesting case study. Like, is it better to, if you can find that rare unicorn defensive tackle like a Chris Jones and Aaron Donald, a Quinnen Williams, those guys that are studs versus the elite edge rusher? And I think you're seeing, as great as Micah Parsons is, the impact of having that guy in the middle. To me, I would take that guy. It's no slight on Micah, but you have a better chance now, I think, of going on a legitimate run and playing a style of football that is conducive to winning in the postseason and down the stretch, cold weather. To me, this team has as good a chance as they've had since, I don't know, the 2014, 2016 teams.
Well, that's
where you were thinking, yeah, better. I mean, because the defense is legit now.
And that's probably why the Jets turned down Micah Parsons and a first-round pick. For winning.
I was like, there's no way he actually means what he's saying right now.
That was a ball sack.
I think you guys are probably right about that.
Yeah, the gravity that Quinnen Williams plays with, they know opponents know they have to do things to try and keep him off. And then just the way he moves a pocket around, it affects everybody around him. It is that wild that they've known that was a disparity on their defense for, it feels like, the last 15 years, and they have never done anything about it. I guess Hankins was in a try.
Sure. Hey, Mozzie Smith, too.
Yeah, Mozzie. I mean, trading Mozzie for Quinnen Williams, brilliant move. Got to give Jerry all the credit for that one to pull that off.
Even though the great Tom Landry once said, you need to wait 3 years for that defensive lineman. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard him say that 1,000 times.
I think he quoted it days before he traded Mozzie Smith.
Yeah, and then he didn't even finish his third year. So watch out, Mozzie Smith next year. Going to be a monster.
Year four, just going to the moon.
That one move. I mean, I know they had other players come back get healthy and be back on the roster, but that one move has made a significant difference, and that's now your strength on defense, and it's awesome.
It's allowed the coach to play the scheme he wants to play, because if you look at after the trade, really, how much zone coverage he played against the Raiders, and that's because he knew he could deal with that quarterback that way. Then what he do the next game against Philadelphia? He says, listen, this guy doesn't handle zone coverage all that well. We could play it about 90%. Boom. And then he gets in the game against Kansas City. He goes, this guy kills us in zone coverage. So they played 60% zone, 40% man. The moves of having players here and available to him has allowed him to at least hunt matchups and then hunt the way he wants to play defensively. Before, I think he was just trying to hang on and find something that this team could do well, and it really wasn't doing anything well. So the additions of not only the defensive tackles, which now the quickest way to get these quarterbacks is through the middle of the pocket. These quarterbacks have figured out how to navigate pressure from the edge. It's pressure through the middle that's been a big problem when you watch the games. But I think it's just allowed this coach to be able to do what he wants to do scheme-wise.
Now, you've got the sweatshirt on.
Damn right, Heggy.
Yeah, the Twitch has already asked, is Broadus going to be insufferable? And they said that sweatshirt tells the whole story.
We bought a coach that's perfect for today's college football. And I say this with all respect. He knows offense. He knows how to recruit. He knows how to spend money on NIL. He's got swag about him, and those are the important things you have to have in the modern-day coach. You got to keep your own players. You got to steal other teams' players. So, yeah, he does all those things. He's kind of a guy that's a little bit of a, he's all about himself. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that as long as he wins games. And we're going to give him every opportunity. We're going to try and give him all the money we can and see if he can pull this off. But he's proven. He took an Ole Miss team that was kind of struggling, and for the last 6 years has made it one of the better teams in the country. Obviously, they're in the playoffs now, so I am not going to apologize for having this coach as my guy.
Did you think y'all were going to get him on Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All along in talking to people, I think this was actually done a week ago. Is when this was done. I think this was something that they were just waiting to see which way the Southeastern Conference championship game was going to go, and there was still the hope that he was maybe going to be able to coach. And once that kind of went away, then that's when the domino fell. But I think they've known about this for a week.
Okay, so I want to get y'all's take on this specifically, because your teams have decided to go very different routes. So you picked up Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss won't allow him to coach. Whereas North Texas is like, hey, I know your coach is peacing out, but he does get to coach. Is there one way that you think is better than the other?
I love the fact that Eric Morris is staying because it gives North Texas a chance. I don't know that if he wasn't there, his offense and his offensive mind, especially his relationship with Drew Mestemaker, I don't think North Texas would be able to be a serious contender. Now, they're playing Tulane in the conference championship game Friday night. They've got the same thing going on with their coach. So you've got two coaches that are off to bigger and better things, and they're
Mean Green, 2.5-point favorites, even on the road.
No, I do. I like our chances a lot, and then we'll see, what happens. Are we able to get that 12th spot? But, yeah, I like that. I do think that it has something to do with your group of five school.
You're just happy to be here,
it's
man.
It's expected.
Yeah, this year is about this year. Like, you're probably losing Hawkins. You're probably losing some of those guys.
Yeah, so you expect good players to join.
You got to strike while the iron's hot right now for UNT. And if you're Ole Miss, like, he's leaving to go to, like, your bitter – hated rival.
Yeah.
And you've seen this before where he tried to stick around on Saban's staff with Bama, and Saban at some point is just like, no, we can't do this. You just get to FAU because you clearly can't just focus on what we're doing right now. You're having to juggle too many things, which is understandable. But, yeah, there's no way if I'm Ole Miss I'm letting Lane Kiffin coach in the playoffs.
I appreciate Ole Miss not letting him coach because that means he's in Baton Rouge right now working on stealing players.
Yeah, it works out for LSU.
And you know what? Hey, listen, as far as I'm concerned, the Gator Bowl at 7-5, we cannot play that either. Fine. If we don't play in that game, I would not. But as long everything needs to be done at LSU right now is we need to, as alum, focus how we can help the coach with all the money we can give him and let him go steal players from other programs, because that's what we become. We become like, if you need an offensive lineman, hell, I'm going after Levitt, the quarterback at Arizona State. Right. I'm going after the best players in the country is what I'm going to do right now. Because I don't, like I say, the only way to win this thing is to have that ability to pay players and then coach them up the way we do.
Now, and you just let the old, like Bob Stoops come back, like OU did. You just let your old coach come back and coach for one game.
Looks like Mark is going to need a job as well. I know it looks like it could definitely work out for UNT, but do you like the system of the playoff, for example, where like UNT would make it theoretically over Texas?
Big picture, no.
Okay.
I like this it because year, it's certainly. My school that has a chance to get in.
Thank you.
And there's something about the David versus Goliath. You never know.
Do you
get the one year where there's an upset and it's beautiful, like Boise
that's
State
only when,
Oklahoma?
That's only when Virginia plays basketball against somebody.
UNBC.
Lehigh or something.
12-5.
But big picture, we know if A&M's hosting North Texas, you know, we're probably going to go and get absolutely smoked. So I understand you want to get
you're going to get a big paycheck.
Yes, it's great for our school, for college football fans, you probably want to see Texas and the better teams in.
Well, I mean, the last team's probably not going to run the table. And, you know, so I think the move for the NCAA is how do we get as many fan bases interested as possible? And if you're not in the top four conferences, there was a scenario developing where we could live in a world where they had no hope. Now, it's not just Tulane and UNT, but it's another dozen or so teams that till around midseason, they're like, this could be our year.
Maybe South Florida. There's a lot of them.
I appreciate Texas' victory over Texas A&M. I hate their loss to Florida.
Yeah.
I hate the loss of Florida. And you know what? Good for you for scheduling Ohio State when you were number one team in the country.
Yeah.
But your loss to Florida, that's a bad loss.
Yeah, it is.
And
you got ran by Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's no shame that's of getting run by Georgia. They played, actually, I think they played Ohio State better than anybody has played Ohio State this year.
Yep. Yeah, they lost by a touchdown.
They'd probably lose worse today to Ohio State.
Yeah. They looked good the other day playing A&M. I think A&M is still one of the best teams in the country. I would not be surprised if they kind of figure some things out. And then, you know, the thing with Texas, that's a rivalry game. That's like Alabama-Auburn.
Right.
I mean, Auburn's trying to find a way to win a game there. But I kind of feel like, to me, that A&M will be – I think A&M will be just fine in this playoff. I really do.
What do you got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy, thanks for asking. We will have Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network, talking college football with us at 4:20. We're talking all the Cowboys angles right out of the gates here.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.